I like sitting in the dark there together, but if you don't already know the words to that song, we're not making life very easy on you, are we? Yes. I guess one solution is to just come again and again and sing it again and again. What if I told you that it already has come unto you, the Spirit of life? That right now it is singing in your heart the stirrings of compassion, already blowing in the wind, already found in the sea, already moving in the hands of all people, already and constantly giving life the shape of justice, holding us close and setting us free. We sing this every week. Come to me, come to me. It is here. And you are it. You are the Spirit of life. You are the divine. Right here, right now, on that rear end with those shoes, you're the Holy One. This is the essence of the beautiful Hindu philosophy of Vedanta, which I'm going to tell you a little bit about today and at a few other times over the course of this year. Considered by many the great, beautiful, flowering expression of Hinduism. The essence of Vedanta, the heart of this path, is that all is self. All is the universal mind already. You are now the intelligence of the universe. The being that is you, here, now. That said, everything we attach to, our bodies, our thoughts, our philosophies, our religions, our actions, the things we think are good and evil, it all comes and goes. It all comes and goes over the passage of the years. Things that one group of people think are unacceptable, others find acceptable. This is immoral, others say perfectly moral. Everything comes and goes. And so what Vedanta came to say is something that speaks to us, I think, very deeply. It's not about getting the ideas right. Freedom doesn't come from having just the right way. One of the great gifts of Vedanta to the world is that it affirmed within the context of Hinduism that there were many, many different paths to the divine. Multiple yogas. Yoga is a technique of binding yourself to the Holy One. That as long as you ground yourself in the basic morality of not harming, anything that you do that opens you to your true nature, which is pure being, pure bliss, the pure now moment of your own mind, that's good. The goal is to release the small self when we find ourselves up on the stage buffeted by chaos like our poet there. Vedanta says, one way or another, wake up. Realize what you are. Love. And do the work in front of you. We can find our way through action, through our deeds in the world and the way we live our lives. We can find our way through philosophy and thinking and the cultivation of ideas. We can find our way through devotion, through pouring our love and praise on the world. We can find our way through meditation. I'll speak to all of these eventually. There's a deep relationship between Vedanta and Unitarian Universalism, a real one, not just the accord I feel with the ideas. Anyone hear of Swami Vivekananda ever in the day? One of the all-time famous swamis, a student of Ramakrishna. He came to the Parliament of World's Religions in 1898, which was largely organized by Unitarians and Universalists. They were a major player in bringing together the world's faith, and he set everybody on their head. Not only because he was brilliant and funny and kind, but because he asserted, probably more boldly than anyone ever had, that all religions are striving in their way to reach the ultimate truth. That getting together to figure out who was right was never going to work. Sectarian bickering had to go, and all religions should not just be tolerated, but celebrated. Sounds familiar. As does the accord between the basic Vedanta view that you just must wake up to what it is now, with our own first source. If you look underneath the list of our principles in the hymnal, you'll find the basis on which we proclaim our path of action, our principled way of being. And the very first thing is direct experience. Direct experience, our own being here, direct experience of that transcending mystery and wonder affirmed in all cultures, which moves us to a renewal of the spirit and an openness to the forces that create and uphold life. That sounds like Vedanta to me. Another beautiful thing this path brings and that we share is that it has a great openness to mystery and not knowing. In one of the early creation hymns of the Rig Veda itself, one of the oldest human scriptures, possibly 2000 BC, the writer says, "Where did it all come from? Nobody knows. Maybe the High One in the heavens knows, or maybe he doesn't." But it does bring this idea that the universe was born, that being came to be, whatever this is, that it gave birth to itself fundamentally because it wants to share the delight of being with as many free living creatures as the worlds can bear. An inexhaustible supply of compassionate people. Now, the first way of exploring Vedanta that we'll talk about, and the one that I think speaks to us as Unitarian Universalists who love to be active in the world, is the yoga of action. This is to do good, to act and be in the world, but with no attachment to the outcome at all. None. Giving everything you do, the good things and the bad things, up and to the Holy One and to the whole. I think you can see the overlaps here. We too, not too much concerned with belief, but with what we do. We take life here as real, meaningful, and sacred, and we try to do our best. Now, what does that mean? It's not the actual deeds. If times change, we can never know we were doing exactly the right way of behaving. Even our own understanding changes over time. The key to all of it is the attitude that you bring, the posture, an intention for no reward for one's self. Selfless actions. Swami Sivananda put it this way: by doing selfless service, you purify your heart. Egoism, hatred, jealousy, ideas of superiority, and all the negative qualities vanish. You develop humility, pure love, sympathy, tolerance, and mercy. Sounds good. The sense of separateness will be annihilated, selfishness eradicated. You will get a broad and liberal outlook on life. You will begin to feel oneness and unity. Eventually, you will obtain knowledge of the self. You will realize one in all and all in one. And the point is not that in our working and doing and being together, we're trying for something else. It's not, let me do it right that my eyes might be opened. It's that you're there now. The unwise, the Bhagavad Gita says, cling to their actions, though, watching for results. The wise are free of attachments. Whatever will be, will be. I'm going to do my best. And they act for the well-being of the whole world. Reward is not what we strive for when we seek to be good and do good, but the unfolding of our own inner nature. This is different than the Calvinist view that many of us have inherited, that we have to somehow prove our goodness, that we are working for some kind of a reward, or even beyond that, to just the ways we act out of the small self, out of guilt, out of shame, out of trying to earn our own or somebody's love. Vedanta says, relax. You are just who you are, where you are. These comparisons, the trying to always do more, be very wary of that. Vivekananda said, no, it's all old sexist language, I'm sorry. No man is to be judged by the mere nature of his duties, but all should be judged by the manner and the spirit in which they perform them. Whatever you do, whoever you are, wherever you are, everybody has their own place. Vivekananda said, never mind. I'll say it. We cannot judge people by the same standards or ideals that we even put to ourselves, other than the very most basic, not harming, opening up, seeing the other as self, and opening ourselves to love. It's so easy for us to make ourselves feel bad about where we are or who we are in life, and it does not serve. It doesn't serve us. It doesn't serve the divine. I'm only an electrician. I'm only a junior professor. I'm homeless. I'm only a millionaire. You can't outwork the world. You can't earn it. If our openness to the divine and to forgiveness and the power of love and acceptance for ourselves means we have to, you know, bust our butts harder, we're doomed. Because no one can work hard enough to save the whole world. No one is lucky enough to escape hurting someone. Linda Harlow's dad used to say that. We all must cause some harm in the world. So we open to a different way of being in the world where we're not expecting anything in return. An act of pure generosity. This is taught in the Bhagavad Gita, where, interestingly, Krishna, God, is talking to Arjuna, a soldier, on the brink of battle. And still, the divine power of inclusion says you must do your duty, even there. The world is more complex than we know, and this perspective of taking our own path of action, releasing the small self into the world, it lets us honor the service of everybody. And I struggle with this as much as anyone. Did I call people back fast enough? Do I make sense? Am I working hard enough? What about all the wrong in the world? Who's working on that right now? And we can make ourselves crazy with that. I met a woman at a wedding recently. She came up to me and she said, I've got a beef with the Unitarians. I said, so do I. Maybe it's the same one. What do you think? No, it was because we don't do enough to end the conflict in Palestine and Israel. I want that to end. But this person was tore up with the desperate need to do more and somehow solve the problem. It's not solving the problem, and it makes the person unhappy. You can work hard, but the only way to keep from going crazy with it is just you do what you do, and you give it to the whole, and you say we're in it together as generously as possible. The beauty of the Vedanta vision that you are it right now is it doesn't matter what you've done up to now. Forgiven, done, ready to go forward. Now do what you can as well as you can. If you're trapped in yourself, help others. Live for others. Live for the whole world, whether it's Palestine that calls you or your family or your own healing. Do whatever you can with the most embracing, selfless attitude you can muster. And that is by seeking non-attachment, by letting go the thought of receiving any reward or fruit for what comes to us. And that act, practicing it again and again and again, coming up against our own resistances, coming up against our desire to be famous or get a prize or something, wearing that down will gradually open a thing in you that Vivekananda said is exactly the same as the understanding of the divine that comes from the philosophers, that comes from the mystics, that come from the people that lose themselves in devotion. It's all the same. Vivekananda said, although has not studied a single system of philosophy, he may not believe in any god, never has believed, never prayed once in his whole life, if the simple power of good actions have brought him to that state where he is ready to give up his life and all else for others, he has arrived at the same point to which the religious man will come through his prayers and the philosopher through his knowledge. They all meet at one point, giving up the self. It's hard to do. Vivekananda acknowledged that. He said there are two ways you can try and live without that attachment. The hard one is for those who do not believe in the sacred power or any outside help. They are just left to their own devices. They have to just work with their own will, saying, I must be non-attached. I must be non-attached. But echoing the Bhagavad Gita, he said, but for those who believe, and in however you understand that, there is a way which is less difficult. The Bhagavad Gita says, if you want to be truly free, perform all actions as worship. Every little thing you do, everything you do to increase the beauty of the world, to stir the creativity of the world, to blossom the love of the world. And I think if we do that, we don't just grow ourselves, we literally grow the universe. We literally grow the spirit of life. We transform it, we evolve it, we take it higher. What a strange miracle. Simple, good deeds every day, but with no results, no attachment to the results. By doing nothing for self, what you actually gain is what yourself wanted all along. Freedom, happiness, forgiveness. Self and other benefiting again, only this time not just ourselves, but the universe itself. So don't back down. Get in there. Do, be, work who you are and what you are. Your daily lives, sacred. So be it.